Well, I shot a man in Montana just outside Butte. They never told me his dying words, they never told me he was mute. And that whiskey bottle shattered as it hit the tavern floor. They came at me with vengeance as I darted out the door. And that's why I run faster than the bullets and the guns. That's why I run. Well, I headed to South Dakota trying to find a gig. I was working in the old fields just off a welding rig. When a smart-ass foreman showed his face telling me to shut it down, I looked him straight in the eyes and knocked his fat ass to the ground. That's why I run faster than the bullets and his guns.
That's Rick Dodd singing Why I Run. Welcome to the Dick Rod Cast. My name's Eric Stiles, and I'll be guiding you on this tour through Rick Dodd's brain as we explore some of the songs on his upcoming record. I wanted to sit down and have these conversations with Rick because, well, I used to get to play with him all the time. Now we live in different places. I live in Melbourne, Australia. Rick lives in Indianapolis. We don't get to catch up nearly as much as we'd like to. So I thought it would be fun for us to do this as a podcast to give me an excuse to just call him and chat about songs. So if you want to eavesdrop on a conversation about Why I Run with Rick Dodd, here's your chance. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doddcast. This is the Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods official podcast leading up to the release of the forthcoming yet-to-be-titled album from Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods, which will be released on July 5th of 2024. So mark your calendars. I've got with me here Rick Dodd, the lead singer, the front man of Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods. Welcome to the podcast, Rick.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
I am really looking forward to talking to you about some of the songs that are going to make up this upcoming record. Does the record have a name yet?
It does in my head, but I have to get approval from the band. So, I mean, I'm not going to share that just yet, but stay tuned.
Okay, well, just whisper it to me. I won't tell anybody.
I can't whisper it to you either.
Almost had you.
You almost had me.
For those who may not have a comprehensive history of Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods, just tell us a little bit about the formation of the band.
You know, it's been, Dick Rods have been together 15 years. That's a pretty heavy feat in itself. And the album, we haven't had an album for 10 years. But we've been knocking it out for a while. We got a lot of material. And I really believe that this album is going to rival Tavern Songs. If you haven't heard Tavern Songs, I'd suggest you Google Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods and you'll be amazed.
15 years ago, the formation of Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods.
Yep.
Take me back to that moment. How did this band come together?
So I might have my details wrong here, but I'll just kind of shoot it from my perspective of what I remember. So I've never been in a band, never had a high school band, never been involved in band, but I got turned on to the guitar in 1996 by Chad Dressler, great friend, and also a member of the band. And I was always a writer of just songs and kind of a closet writer, and I got the opportunity to play at Locals Only in 2008, opening for the Odyssey Favor and Eisenhower Field Day. And that was my big breakout. And then I believe a gentleman by the name of Eric Stiles actually said, hey, man, you want to do a podcast? We'd like to talk about a song that you wrote called, a very beautiful song, by the way, and one day we'll play it, but it was called My Mother Was Fingered Here. And that song is really was written because we were in a theater in Irvington in Indianapolis, Indiana. And my mother used to hang out at the Irvington Theater when she was a high schooler back in the 1950s. And I wrote a song called My Mother Was Fingered Here, but it was a very beautiful song about a girl that I thought was beautiful, and I couldn't talk to her because, you know, I just got tongue-tied. Same way I did when I met my wife. So I'll throw that in there. But so I believe what happened was is Odyssey Favor covered the song for a while. Then we did a podcast talking about that song and just about the writings that I did back then. And Eric said, hey, man, you know what we ought to do? We ought to collaborate sometime and call it. Let me go back a minute. You, I keep talking to you as Eric, but you said to me.
That's me.
Did anybody ever have, you have a nickname when you're in high school? And I said, yeah, they called me Dick Rod. Just flip-flop the Rick and R and the D, and that was my name. And you go, that is great. What we ought to do is collaborate sometime, and we could be Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods, and we'll bring the class, and you bring the trash. And that's where it all started. And next thing I know,
I do not recall promising to bring the class at all.
Well, you did, because the original Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods, you guys were all dressed in suits with red ties.
Right.
And I was dressed in blue jeans, or black ties. And I was dressed in blue jeans and a cowboy hat. And I was bringing the trash, and you guys were bringing the class.
That's right. No, you were right. It's red ties.
It was
black suits and red ties. Yes. All right. Well, let's dig into the song we're going to talk about today. The one I wanted to talk about is called Why I Run. Just maybe give me a little bit of background on when did you write this song and where did it come from?
So the entire song was never really written. The chorus was semi-written back in 2014 or 15. And none of the structure was there for the song, just the chorus itself. And it was just the chorus of Why I Run, faster than the bullets in their gun. And that was really all I had. And to be quite honest, I really wasn't thinking too much about it until I was bouncing some ideas off Kent. And we were talking about some songs, and Kent said, I like that song, Why I Run. Well, it was never finished. I never had it. So 2 years later, that song just kind of, those lyrics just laid there. They never did anything. And sometimes I'd come back to it. And a lot of times if a song that I write is something that's tangible, I'll write it in about 10 minutes or maybe 8 minutes. It comes very quickly. It's like almost magically written. Where that song wasn't that way at all. Until I moved from the house I was living in to a piece of property just east of Greenwood, Indiana, in a whole house that was built in the 1800s. And the house was not right. There's something wrong with it. And everybody that has ever been there will tell you that. Well, one night, kind of a gloomy night, nobody was home. I came downstairs. Things were weird. I got my guitar out. I pushed record on my phone. And Why I Run came out in one swoop. And it's basically a song about a guy who, you know, has done a lot of bad shit.
So tell me a little bit more about this property that something wasn't quite right with.
So that house out there, 402 Campbell Road, the house was built in the 1800s, 5 acres. It was one of those, it's one of those houses that had the double doors. So when people passed away, your neighbors would come through one door, see the viewing, and go out the next door. I found this out afterwards.
Okay.
There was definitely some things that happened in that house. I mean, that house had some issues with it. And, you know, my wife, she's a very stable person where, you know, she's very God-fearing and all that. And even she was like a little shook from that place because there were just things that happened in that house that were, you know, whether there was impressions left behind, whether things that were happening in that place. You'd show up and the lights would be on up in the upstairs. You know, you'd hear things tumble upstairs or you'd hear footsteps upstairs. There was just something not right in that place. The energy level was odd.
So you are in this haunted house. You've got writer's block. You've got this kernel of a song that you've been carrying around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then one night it just comes out. You just hit record and start playing and there it is.
It unleashed.
Did you feel like you had any help from the house
I
in
do.
This? I mean,
I do.
It being a demonic.
So there is a recording that I'm trying to find on one of my old phones that I used out there. And in the recording, if you're listening to the song and me sing it, it very much, and I've had other people listen to this, it very much feels like there is another voice behind me that is singing along. Maybe it's the echo, but it doesn't sound like me.
I really like this idea of the song that won't come through that then all of a sudden just spills out of you. And that must have been a very personal kind of feeling. And then you take it to the band and walk me through what that's like, taking taking this nugget to the band and seeing how that develops.
So what that looks like is I usually have some sort of a tune in my head, or I've come up with something on the guitar that I think is, you know, clever or sounds really cool. And then I write the lyrics to it. And then I usually come in and play the song and I wait for the feedback. And if the feedback's positive and we say, yeah, let's work on that. I am absolutely beyond blessed to have the talent around me that can literally take my songs that I've come up with, something I've created in my head, and conjure up a fire of musicians that can literally fall into place and say, hey, let's do this here. Hey, let's put this here. You know, Kent can come in with a badass guitar solo. Sean can say, hey, do this, this, and this with your voice and throw this in here, and I'm going to do this on the keyboards. It's, in a sense, that song was hard. That one song was hard. But when you look at all the other ones, and I'm just speaking for myself because I'm not the one that's having to wrap the blanket around these songs, like Kent, Sean, Schutz, Chad, but it feels effortless to me because they all just fall into place and they know where to go. And it's like a glove. And sometimes I bring things to studio and, you know, they don't launch right out the gate. And then I'll, you know, a year later or 6 months later, I say, hey, you guys remember this one? And it's like, boom. Yeah, let's try it. Let's work on that. My big thing is bringing too much stuff to studio and having a shotgun approach instead of a sniper approach. And, you know, Kent's really good at keeping us on track and saying, okay, quit fucking around over there and quit diddling. Let's work on this and get it done. So I'm lucky in that aspect. I got really good musicians around me.
So talk to me about where this song fits then, where Why I Run fits in this body of new material for the upcoming record. Is there a common thread through these songs, or are these kind of a lot of snapshots that have taken place over the past 15 years? How do you think of that record?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because I've been asked multiple times, what type of music do you guys play? Are you guys Southern rock? Are you guys country? I really have a hard time expressing what we are as a band. And we're not in a box. If you listen to Tavern Songs, it's all over the board. We've got everything from The Way It Was to Fist of Fire. It's all over the board. I think this record is very similar to our first album. It's not, you can't pin it down. You can't put your thumb on it. One minute you might be feeling like it's outlaw country, and the next minute it's going to feel like a folk song, and the next minute we're going to have something high beat, and it's going to be a real country honky-tonk kind of rockabilly. We're all over the board, and I like that because I don't like to be pinned down onto something. I don't want to be boxed in and saying, and I used to do that. I used to think, oh, this isn't a Dick Rod. You know, this isn't a Dick Rod. And luckily, I have some really great voices in the room that say, quit fucking thinking like that. Just play the songs. Don't worry if it's a Dick Rod song. Just play what it is and write it. And so that's been really refreshing because I don't have to worry about, is this going to be a certain sound, a certain way? We just write the way we write and we play the way we play. And I think it comes out in the music. I like having an album that has a little bit of ruggedness to it, and it's a little bit rugged. It's not syrupy. It's got a little bit of teeth, and Why I Run definitely has teeth right out the gate. And I like that about it.
Yeah, I like the way you put that. The song has teeth, and you write quite a few songs that have teeth of various kinds to them. I wonder when you are playing those, whether they're darker or dirtier or whatever it is, do you like to do that kind of solo acoustic so people can focus on the words, or do you like having the band behind you? Where's your comfort zone?
Well, that's a great question that you're asking because I really do love the backing band behind me because it gives me a feeling of comfort and it feels like, hey, all my pals are here, and if I fuck up, you know, somebody's going to cover for me. But when you're up on a stage and you're by yourself, I kind of have to go to a place where I do feel comfortable singing and writing those darker songs. I do feel comfortable actually expressing myself in a more shock manner. I would say it's kind of dark folk. I do enjoy writing in a way where it's not the simple I went to the bar and drove my car and saw a star. I like to do a little bit of messing with the lyrics and making somebody sit back and go, what the hell did I just hear? Did he just say that? And for me, it is a little liberating because I feel like, you know, I work hard at writing some of this stuff. And if it does touch somebody in a certain way, whether it's negative or positive, you know, it's still an emotion that I stirred up.
There's a reaction to what you're doing, be it.
And I think that with anybody who's in music or a performer, whether you're a comedian, whether you're a, you know, you're a musician or a singer, that's what you're looking for is the reaction. You know, anybody can get up on a stage and just sing a song and look down at the floor and never interact with the crowd. But I'm big about interacting with the crowd and kind of maybe even staring somebody down from the stage just to get them to kind of look away and kind of be, shit, he's just been looking at me for a while now because I'm singing to that person, you know. And if I say something where a whole table gets up, I mean, that's happened to us. We've been in a venue where I broke into She's a Whore, Not a Hooker, and an entire table got up and walked out. So that's great, you know.
Yep. Is there anything else you want to tell us about Why I Run? Well, I've got you here, Rick.
No, I just think it's going to be a really fun song for somebody to listen to. I think it tells a great tale. It's going to impact certain people, hopefully in a not a negative way, but a positive way. It's a short story. It's a short film. It's a horror film. It's a on the run film. I think everybody who listens to that song, they're going to get a perception in their mind of what that guy looks like, where he's at, and what that image is going to be. And it's like reading a book, you know. I don't put so much in that song where you can't kind of come up with your own ideology of what that's going to look like while he's on the run.
Do you have a picture of that guy in your head when you're singing that song?
I do. So here's a funny story. My grandpa Patton actually killed a man, and I believe it was Idaho, that he was no longer allowed to come back into. And so they basically said, Deverell Ludlow Patton was his name, and he killed a man in self-defense, and he was banned from the state the rest of his life. So there might be a little bit of a thread there.
Yeah, right.
So that's a real story.
About when was this?
God, I don't know. He's probably in his 20s. He was born in 1919, so probably in the 40s, yeah.
Sort of depression era.
So depression era, yeah. So he killed a man and he was never allowed. Isn't that be something? You just kill somebody, but you're just told stay out of the state.
Stay out of the state.
You're not allowed to come back.
Laws worked a little differently then.
Yeah, they did. So, yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot to unpack in that story, but we are running a little shy on time. So we might have to save that for the next episode. Thank you so much for taking the time. I really, I love talking to you about music. I love talking to you about your songs. I appreciate you doing that with me.
I appreciate the opportunity, and I thank you for having me on the show.
The infamous Rick Dodd, ladies and gentlemen. We got to hear a little bit of Why I Run at the beginning of the show. Well, let's hear the whole thing. Here's the album version of Why I Run by Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods.
Well, I shot a man in Montana just outside of Butte. Never heard his dying words, they never told me he was mute. And the whiskey bottle shattered as it hit the tavern floor. Well, they erased me with vengeance as I darted out the door. And that's why I run faster than the bullets in their guns. That's why. Working in the oil field just off a welding rig, when this smart-ass foreman showed his face telling me to shut it down. Well, I looked him square in the eyes and knocked his fat ass to the ground. And that's why I run faster than the bullets in their guns. That's why I run. Mama told me I should never breathe the Lord's free air. I ain't them the bullets in their gun. That's why I run. That's why I run. That's why I run. That's why I run. I thumb my way through Indiana, hiding from my luck. I robbed a man in Mishawaka and I stole his broke down truck. And I landed in Laredo, where I ducked into the bowl. I drank a beer and shed some tears, feeling sick and old. When someone caught my reflection there behind the booth, well, they turned me in, they knew my sin, the killer Montana Butte. Well, there was no way for me, my friends, to hit the tavern doors. So I did what came naturally, and I went out with a roar. That's why I run. Faster than the bullets in their guns. That's why I run. In their guns. That's why I run. That's why I run.